Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a special guest on the line, Hush, who is a rapper, an actor, a producer, an activist, and most of all, father of three growing boys. Welcome to the show, Hush.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Hush, the reason we wanted to talk with you is because Rick and I were talking about the situation with the strays in Detroit and how you had started the Detroit Dog Rescue in February of this year. Can you describe to our listeners exactly what motivated you to start the Detroit Dog Rescue?
Well, what motivated me was my partner, Monica Martino, had created a show for Discovery Channel that was going to be following maybe 10 or 20 or so stray dogs in Detroit. And unfortunately, that show never came to fruition. So I was the location manager for the show. I had followed and tracked some of these dogs for 3 to 4 months beforehand. And I just, Monica and I just felt like we needed to do something after the show ended, and just couldn't, you know, allow these dogs to just be left out here in the cold, because it was February. And, you know, we were watching these dogs, you know, live inside these abandoned homes and trying to find, you know, shelter in the winter. And we were out, you know, feeding some of these dogs and just watching what was going on. And so her and I came up with the idea that, you know, we can form our own rescue and help get some of these dogs help, whether that be creating our own first no-kill shelter in Detroit, or, you know, at least creating programs to implement, you know, spaying and neutering, you know, in the city.
Well, that is fantastic. This is Rick Preuss. Thank you very much for being on our show, Hush.
No problem.
I know the problem is more serious than maybe the listeners here in Lansing understand. Give us a sense of the magnitude of the abandoned animals in Detroit, and what is the chemistry, what is the makeup that makes all this happen? Why is this a problem?
Well, you know, I began this calling them stray animals, stray dogs. But as time has gone on, I've actually started calling them homeless dogs, because these dogs, the magnitude of this is it's actually an epidemic in the city of Detroit. The public affairs office, I always say, says that the number is 50,000. But just from my own personal, you know, standpoint, being out here, going into these houses and going through the neighborhoods, I actually think that number is double.
Wow.
So probably 100,000, because there's a lot of, you know, dogs have 3 cycles a year sometimes, and you know, that's 15 pups sometimes, and, you know, and that they're having inside these homes and, you know, out here in the streets. And so, you know, I mean, it's these dogs have become a victim of the economy, you know. Mm-hmm. Most of them have, you know, I mean, with foreclosures, some people have been forced to leave their houses and you know, they have to move, and some people don't take their animals with them, and they're not responsible dog owners, you know, and some people don't look at dogs as man's best friend, you know, and they end up kicking the dog out and or just leaving it behind. I mean, I could tell you countless times that I've come across a dog that refuses to leave an abandoned home, for the most part probably because that was his home and his family left him there, and he doesn't know any better.
Wow.
It's mind-boggling, because it's definitely educated me on something that I never, you know, had any I never had any education in this before. But I'll tell you what, being out here in these streets and seeing how they work has given me a whole new respect for what their world is all about.
I'm sure music is all about passion, and I would imagine any passionate individual, when he actually gets in his car, drives around the neighborhood, lives in that neighborhood, has been exposed to situations surrounding that neighborhood, basically owning Detroit, you've got to, you can't help but fall in love with the cause, and you can't help but put your heart out there for it.
You really can. I mean, I grew up in the city of Detroit. I've been an East Sider my entire life. And I can remember, I'm 38 years old. I remember growing up in the 80s, seeing stray dogs all the time, walking through the alleys and, you know, at the local party stores and at the, you know, just everywhere. And I, and it's funny because I tell people, you know, it's kind of like this out of sight, out of mind thing where, mm-hmm. you know, they've just become such a part of the urban environment here that people don't recognize them as being homeless. They feel as if like those dogs were supposed to be there.
Right, right. It's almost as if it's the wildlife of the inner city.
Exactly. That's yeah. exactly what I tell people. They are the wildlife of the urban city. And that was part of the reason why Monica created the show. I mean, it was a documentary style show for Discovery Channel. And it was going to be filmed in that National Geographic way, you know,
right.
of actually following the dogs and tracking the dogs and you know, just following what their life's like, you know, going through these homes and the fields and, you know, what it's like. I mean, but now, you know, here we are and we realize that most of these animals have been domesticated. So they have no idea how to hunt for food.
Right. Right,
and so it's just a really crazy world that I you know I'm watching this you know happen, and I just said I have to do something about it. I can't. I'm a dog lover. I grew up with dogs my entire life, and there's no way I could allow that to happen once my eyes were open.
Right, right, and you know what? I can't imagine anyone more than you know. Let's say. Famous people and people that at least are familiar with Detroit that could open up those eyes better. Have you been well received in the dog rescue community?
Thank you. I actually have, you know, I have a crazy network of friends, and through, you know, creating this organization, I've been able to meet other organizations. I have been, you know, received on some level, you know, for the good work. But on some levels, I think because I have such a brash way of doing things that I don't think I'm well received in other areas because I go about it in an unconventional way. You know, I mean, I don't want it to be this thing where, you know, well, there has to be this certain technique and this kind of, you know, I'm just a rapper from Detroit.
Yep.
I see a stray dog in the street, I got to pick it up and get it out of there. That's all I think about all the time. And like I said, I don't go about it the conventional way, and I don't think I've also ruffled some feathers with some of my comments because I just see that the way that it's been going on for decades here, and I'm not happy with it.
We're talking.
I just want to make a change, you know.
We're talking this morning with rapper and actor Hush, who has founded the Detroit Dog Rescue. Hush, let me ask you this. In most areas, there is an animal control, and they're typically the ones who are responsible for dealing with these stray animals. Now, based on the magnitude of the problem, 50 to 100,000 dogs, I would just imagine that the animal control in Detroit is completely overwhelmed. Is that in fact the case, and is that really what drove this?
That is absolutely the case here. You know, there's always been rescues. Rescues have always been around, you know, because they're just animal lovers and they want to do something, you know, for their community. But the rescue organizations, you know, they're small. You know, they're independent. They don't have budgets. They don't have the resources or, you know, the equipment or the manpower to make that, to make an impact on certain things such as the stray dog population. But this is a case where even animal control is reduced to the size of a rescue organization. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the budget. I believe they only have 23 animal control officers for the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
There's no way that 23 animal control officers, if you put all 23 out in the field, are even going to try to make a dent in this but that, population.
With, when I went to your website, you know, one thing it noticed, and we're going to be coming back shortly here, but 70,000 abandoned homes, 23 people to kind of canvas that area. If you know anything about climate and territory, that's not a possibility.
It definitely is not a possibility. And, you know, there, and I know that they are not, as of late, I believe, they are not even adopting animals out anymore. I believe they stopped that. And, I mean, we have a situation here where some of these cities have no animal control at all. Highland Park, which is just, you know, the an outskirts of Detroit, has no animal control officer at all. It doesn't even have an animal control department. And those strays migrate, you know, and they end up in Highland Park, you know, and they end up in Hamtramck. And Hamtramck doesn't have an animal control either. So, you know, it's a case where if somebody does not stop this, this is going to migrate into suburbs, and those suburbs are not going to want it. I mean, they're not going to want those animals in their city, and especially because they never had a problem before, and that's the reason why they got rid of animal control in the first place. You know, I live in Grosse Pointe Woods. We don't have an animal control problem here, but I am not, I'm a stone's throw away from Detroit, and those animals will end up here. I'm not saying that the animals that will end up in these cities are bad, because let me tell you something. 90% of the dogs that I have taken off the street have been fun, loving animals that have ended up in homes.
Yeah, unfortunately, strays don't always follow city boundaries. So, well, Rick, we're going to continue the conversation with Hush about the Detroit dog rescue right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.